Oh, I probably should hit the play button. There we go. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
I've also got Empress.
Hey.
Raise your voice a little bit. Raise your volume. I can't
like
hear
she's
you.
She's on line one instead of on a speaker.
Yeah. Just raise up a little bit. I can't hear you.
I don't know how to raise
it. Oh, you're
up.
Good. You're good. Good. Yeah, you're good now.
It may have been some feedback or something.
Some weird feedback, something like that. Anyway, okay, so.
Bill Cosby, everybody. Bill Cosby.
The pudding pop.
Everybody talks about a Spanish fly.
Okay. his comedy special is still fucking good. Like,
oh, yeah.
Despite everything.
With the fingering and the bang.
Okay, so putting that aside, today is the first day of spring. Well, kind of.
I mean,
it's not technically the first day of spring, but it's spring for us because we're springing into AVNs. I was going to say spring into AVN action or whatever, but I basically took the word action and put AVNCTION. It's ridiculous. It's retarded,
yeah.
But that's how we do things. Anyway,
well, we
it's...
go over in rehearsal.
It's spring into evention or whatever the fuck I was trying to do. Anyway, all right. So basically, we're bringing the AVNs back. We've done Waifu Month. We did a lot more hentai or gay related content. Don't worry, I'm bringing that back in April. But we're going to do March. It's going to be AVNs. So get
spring,
ready for
spring
it.
Springtime for Hitler. And
we're gonna have
That's a Mel Brooks reference.
We've got to basically talk about something else. There was an awards show. Yeah, you can go look at it online on the Adult Visual Novel channel on YouTube, which is small, but it's actually got, you know, I guess there's quite a... There's an audience on it, all right? It's we're not that big a community. But anyway, the guy did an awards show. And they basically voted on, you know, the best stuff of the year. And I want to kind of go over that because we've done some of those. And by the way, I actually saved all those awards so we can actually go in order. So we're going to have a small, just it won't take that long, but we're just going to talk about the ones that won the best awards. And then I've got an
announcement.
I know it's random, so I can't do anything about it.
I have PTSD the time I got raped by a clown.
But anyway, let's go through the categories here. This is from Reddit/AVN community. I don't use Reddit that much, but I'll probably use it a little more when it comes to this community in particular because, yeah, I know a lot of the devs. I've talked to a lot of people there. It's just something I know a lot about, and I've promoted a lot here on the channel. So let's go ahead and get started. So, by the way, there were some, like, if you watch the full video, it'll talk about some of the nominees, and, of course, it'll talk about the ones that won second place. But we're just going to go with the winners, because we don't have time for all that. If you want to watch that, go to the Adult Visual Novel channel on YouTube and fucking watch it right there. You can watch it. It's a pretty good little performance the guy put on, so you can check it out. But anyway, first, Best Monogamy AVN, Being a Dick. Good one.
That's a little non-monogamous.
They said it was Best Monogamy. I don't know.
I guess if you stick to one thing and don't hook up with every person that pops up, maybe monogamous.
Best Animation Quality, Eternum.
Huh, that sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
Best Direction in Cinematography, Summer's Gone. That isn't Summer's Scent.
I like Summer's Scent,
but
I wish it was more complete.
It's getting there. Best College AVN, Being a Dick, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Best Comedy, Eternum. That's got me interested.
Yeah.
Best Completed AVN, Leap of Faith. Yes. We already know Leap of Faith is a ride. It took us on a ride. Best Daz AVN. That's Daz 3D. Being a Dick. Best Fantasy AVN. Between Two Worlds. I haven't played this one. Best hand-drawn AVN, Our Red String. I have it and haven't played it, but maybe we'll remedy that this month.
I'd definitely like to see what the artwork looks like.
It's good. It's good. Best harem AVN, Eternum. Best Honey Select 1 AVN. That means it's made in the Honey Select 1 engine. Pale Carnations. Haven't played it. Best Honey Select 2 AVN, Eternum. Best Koikatsu AVN, Out of Touch. Haven't played it.
I think I've seen Eternum on itch.io.
Yeah, I've got it. You've got a copy of it. Best Landlady Roommate AVN, My Bully Is My Lover.
Bully is my lover. Yeah, women can be that way, too.
Best Lewd Scenes, Eternum. Best Looking Characters, Summer's Gone. Best Main Character, Artemis. I have played Artemis, and it was really good from when I played. Best Medieval Historical AVN, Price of Power. I've never even heard of this one. Best Music Sound Design, Eternum. Best Newcomer, Strangers on Paper. It's new. We've never heard of it.
Summer's Gone reminds me of the anime. Now, I hadn't played it, but just the title reminds
me. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Summertime Render. That, it's no Higurashi, but it'll mess your head up.
Oh, I've never heard that. Okay.
Higurashi?
Ooh. No, no, no. I've played Higurashi. I've played everything. I've played it. I've seen all the anime.
Ruin your life.
You know, there's the funny ones, too.
There are, but I mean.
Best Overall AVN, Eternum. That's the one that won. Best Quality of Graphics, Summer's Gone. Best Quality of Writing, Chasing Sunsets. You and I both know it. One of the best written AVNs I've ever played. Yes. Best Sandbox Visual Novel Mix, Desert Stalker. We played a little bit of that. Best Sci-Fi AVN, Eternum. Best Slice of Life AVN, Leap of Faith, definitely. Best Slow Burn Relationship Building, Summer's Gone. Best Story, Eternum. Best Most Overrated AVN, Being a Dick.
I wouldn't say overrated.
It's a joke. It's a just for fun. Don't take too seriously.
I'm not getting mad. I'm just saying everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it doesn't seem much about overrated.
Most Underrated, Zero End. And that's it. That's all the categories.
I wonder what Zero End.
I don't know. And Red Lucy also
probably
got.
That's underrated.
Red Lucy also was considered underrated, and I've got a copy of that as well. So, what we are going to be doing for the AVN month is something new. We're going to basically start out with... Well, first of all, we're going to cover Eternum. Yes, I know we're doing Once in a Lifetime, but we're going to cover Eternum, because they're two different games. They're not connected in any way, so it's all right that I do them both. So we'll start Eternum, and I hope you guys fucking like it, because it's supposed to be amazing, and it got the majority of votes. And we're also going to start doing random AVNs, something new that you're not even prepared for. So basically what we're going to do is being a dick, like we always do, and then we're going to do a random AVN that we haven't done before. Just to see what's out there, to show people what's out there.
I think we could do
30 minutes of every AVN.
A couple of those, and then have a vote, like, what do people want to see?
Well, I can see from the hits and stuff.
Well, yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. But, because I have so many.
I guess if there's a like box on
There's BitChute, SmackDown.tv, they have all that. Fortunately, YouTube people won't get any of this, so you have to go to BitChute for that.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. We can review them, but you can't show too much. Also, I'll continue my reading of the Seven Realms, but it'll be, like, later, because I'm just not really into that as much, and I can't wait to get into the Eternum, which I'm thinking about dropping tonight. We'll see. Anyway, that's all the announcements I really have. Other than that, just making it short, it's AVN month. We're not doing as many of the waifu stuff. I'm still going to try to commit to discipline and see if we can get some more discipline done. Because we're very, very, very close to the end of that game. But we're going to go through those. And then after that, guys, it's AVNs all the way through until April when some new... Errol Gay comes out, and we'll see how that works. But also, there was another announcement I forgot. I was going to do Comics Month, but the reason why I didn't is because, one, comic reading takes a lot out of you. Because I have to do a lot of different voices and accents and everything for all these characters, and sometimes even go into growly mode and, you know, different, you know, voices and sounds and things. And that takes a lot out of me, especially my throat. So that's one reason I couldn't do a comic book every single fucking day. Oh, yeah. I can do them
when you're doing
every week.
You can do like that being a dick where they're like, oh yeah, skeet on the bed.
Oh no. Oh,
yeah, it sounds like Trump, the insult comic dog doing
right. But like I said, yeah, we can still do them once a week and we'll commit to them once a week, but that's it. Other than that, I just don't think I can do a Comics Month. I was thinking about it. It was going through my head. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. That's going to put my throat through way too much. That's like if I fucking performed at a concert level every single day. Which some guys can do in their 30s and 40s and 50s and something. I'm not. I have to be careful. I've worn my fucking vocals out. So, all right, guys, let's go ahead and get started. First thing we're going to do... Well, shit, maybe we should wait for DP to get back. He went somewhere, but it would be good for us to kind of wait for him to come back so we can explain... Or we can start these articles. But we have the... we got a cover story this time, guys. And you'll have to bear with me. My sleep hasn't been great. I've been off and on. But, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And this one's going to throw you guys for a loop. That's why it's our cover story. Just, when he gets done, we'll get back to it. We're taking a brief pause. So, if you need to get a drink or get something to eat, use the bathroom, whatever... Just do that real quick, and we should be getting back to you. He said he forgot to do something, and he's on his way. But it'd be important for him to be here when I do this article. Okay, are you ready?
Yep, drain the main vein, check.
Okay.
Lock the door to the second dungeon.
Yes, lock the door to the dungeon here, sir.
See the... thousand-yard stare on the dead body on the...
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Our top story for Friday's show, which, well, Saturday's show, that's what it is. The Guardian. More women may be psychopaths than previously thought, says expert. And we're going to go into all the different parts of this. Hold on, and I don't want to do it from there. Hold on, I've got to do this right so we can actually...
I finally figured it out. What?
Well, it was kind of like the list of things to get a woman we read last week. It was kind of self-explanatory.
Okay, so, psychology. More women may be psychopaths than previously thought, says expert. When it comes to a typical psychopath, the suited and booted Patrick Bateman... The incel icon from the novel American American Psycho, but most people know him from the movie, might spring to mind. But according to one expert, the number of women with a neuropsychiatric disorder could be far greater than previously thought. Psychopaths are generally considered to lack empathy and guilt, exhibit antisocial behavior, lie frequently, and be ruthless, narcissistic, and manipulative. Psychopaths are after money, power, and control, said Dr. Clive Boddy from Anglia Ruskin University, who is an expert on psychopaths in the corporate world. While the idea of psychopaths as violent, antisocial criminals has given way to a more nuanced view, with Boddy among those to argue that they are often found in big business, the idea that they are mostly male has remained. The behavior of female psychopaths seems to be subtle enough and less obvious than male psychopaths, and therefore they're not recognized as much, he said. A small but mounting body of evidence describes female psychopaths as prone to expressing violence verbally rather than physically, with the violence being of a relational and emotional nature, more subtle and less obvious than the expressed by than that expressed by male psychopaths, he noted, adding that may adding that may include spreading rumors and lies for personal advantage. Body said one problem was that part of an assessment used to help identify psychopathic traits known as the Levinson Self-Report Psychopathy Scale was skewed towards men. That, he said, was because while the first part of the assessment looked at how emotionally detached, selfish, uncaring, and manipulative a person was, the second part, which covered the psychopathic lifestyle, focused on violence and antisocial behavior. The secondary element and the measures for it were largely based on studies of criminals who were in jail at the time, and psychopathic. So the feeling is, among researchers these days, that those measures are just not suited to identifying female psychopathy.
That might be a little biased. Searching one study and it's all prison.
There also had been fewer studies looking at psychopathy in women than in men, he said. And assessors may be reluctant to label women as psychopaths. Some estimates have suggested that there could be a 10-to-1 ratio of male to female psychopaths, but Baldy's work using the first part of the LSRP suggested that the figures are very different. It's almost 1-to-1, Baldy said. Although he noted large-scale studies of randomly chosen adults would be needed to get a more definitive picture. Body, who is due to give a talk on female psychopaths at the Cambridge Festival next month.
The Festival?
Festival.
Yep. Festival's a little different. Like, bend over and line up. It's a festival.
Said that while...
That sounds like fun.
I brought the Vaseline.
An estimated 1% of men were psychopaths. The diagnosis sat at one end of a spectrum.
Yep.
Estimates using the first part of the LSRP suggest... Let me turn that down just a little bit. There we go. Yeah. All right. Let me go back. Estimates using the first part of the LSRP suggest that there are 23% of men who, although they're not categorically psychopathic, have enough traits to be problematic for society, he said. Buddy's own research based on surveys of white-collar workers suggested such traits were not uncommon in females. Yeah. Around 12 to 13% of females have enough of those traits to be potentially problematic, he said. Recognizing psychopathy in women and men was important, he said, not least because such individuals could have a huge impact in the workplace with employees sidelined, abused, and bullied. In addition, he noted that businesses led by such individuals could lose direction, and it could affect how people viewed large organizations. They see the greed, untruthfulness, and ruthlessness of those at the top, and this undermines democracy and the rule of law, he said. Body advocated for screening to be employed.
Women shouldn't rule shit?
The job applicants to help protect
they
employees.
They already do on some levels. They just don't. They're just jealous because the parts, the guys rule, they want that too. I'm like, we don't know. Right? We don't rule that much when you really think about it.
Body advocated for a screening to be applied to job applicants to help protect employees, especially the higher up you go in terms of seniority. Therefore, you have more power and control. The more those sorts of screening tests and psychometric tests are needed, he said.
Well, you gotta think too, we are in a psychopathic society nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You think about all these people with their own view. You have to believe my truth. And
But if you think it's bad here, have you met how the people are, like, the grandparents and stuff that come over from communist countries? Like, if you think we got psychopaths. Yo, those who come from communist, like, their entire governmental system is based on psychopathy.
Yeah. Okay, now...
I think that's more leaders, though, than the
now,
people that had to follow.
That we got through the one article. Now, here's a more in-depth version of that study. Neuroscience News. Summary. Researchers provide novel insights into female psychopathy, challenging the conventional 6-to-1 male-to-female psychopath ratio with new evidence suggesting a 1-to-2 out of 1 ratio. The research indicates that societal gender biases have obscured the true nature and prevalence of female psychopaths who often employ manipulation and seduction rather than violence to achieve their goals.
Yep.
This revelation not only calls for a reassessment of psychopathy against gender, across genders, but also signals significant implications for criminal justice and corporate leadership. Key facts. 1. New ratio discovered. Dr. Boddy's research suggests that the real ratio of male to female psychopathy could be as low as 1 to 2 on 1, indicating female psychopaths are up to 5 times more common than previously thought. 5 times, folks. Gender bias and identification. Traditional psychopathy measures designed... Well, we talked about that. And we talked about the business thing. Alright, so... Hold on, we're just going to go through... No, I think this is... Okay, so everything he said is what we talked about in The Guardian here. But yeah, he's going to be doing...
I can't say that I didn't try to warn y'all.
Dr. Boddy's talk at 6 p.m. Okay, so guys, there will be a talk at 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 16th of March. And it will take place at the ARU's campus. And it'll also be able to attend virtually. There's actually a link here. The minute it goes live, guys, I will post the link in my server. So if you're following my server, we will have the link. It'll be live, so it'll be on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube. I'll give you a link.
I'm glad you guys are finally learning about this.
Send me the link when it goes live. I'll watch it.
So basically, yeah, it will be very interesting to see this research. This is incredible. And he's talking about seduction and manipulation.
You guys
got to
see it come from a scientist and not hear it from another woman.
I mean, this... You think about the social media...
I wasn't talking about you personally. That's more of a jab to my old, you know...
Right.
Friends.
Yeah.
That's fine. So we've got more articles here.
Boy, you know that girl doing the twat spreader in the gym? Yeah, she's a psychopath by this definition.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. I've been like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just do that at home?
You know why? She's wanting attention. She thinks, oh, I'll go here. And then she can either take it like, oh, well, everyone's looking at me. Or she can play the victim like, don't stare at me. I'm working out. Can I not come here
right.
and work out?
Oh,
on the
yeah.
Like, first, it's for your calves. It's not for your so twat. And second.
Like, how about get a really good therapist?
Yeah, you know, sex toys, those are discreet. You can do those at the house.
All right, so let's start with our... Second article. Now let's start with our first article since we did the top story. Okay, Linda Hamilton says she's done with characters Sarah Connor and Terminator. This may be disappointing. It's not for me. Actor Linda Hamilton stated in an interview with Business Insider that I'm done.
Terminator
I have nothing more to say.
Home.
She starred in 3 of the 6 Terminator films.
Well, I guess
she says,
sense.
I'm done, and I don't think she needs to do any more. I don't think we need any more Terminator movies.
The last one kind of...
Destroyed it.
It was terrible, because you ruined the whole, you know, 1 through 5.
Ruined. Now we have another one here. This is from... Oops, excuse me. I don't want to use
two,
that site.
I don't care. What you, 2 is the best one in my eyes.
It is. It is the best one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a... We're not probably going to do this whole interview.
Genesis was okay.
We have this... Paris Hilton is a huge icon to me. Bimbo core, righteous feminism, and twerkel pits. How seeing Queen became the unlikely heroine that metal needs right now. Why does all that not fit?
You know, when I see Paris Hilton, the first thing I think of is metal.
Metal. Seeing Queen isn't your average metal icon.
You know, she's
and she
a
wouldn't
disc
have
jockey.
It any other way.
When?
Hannah Collins,
what
a.k.a.
What are they talking about? Are they talking about, like...
Metal. Heavy
like
metal.
That,
yeah.
Yes. Is that baby metal?
Yes.
No, talking about...
Now, baby metal, woo! They are some good-looking Asians.
Okay, so Hannah Collins,
they
a.k.a.
Are.
Scene yep. Queen, stares up at the camera with a mischievous glint in her eye. She's lying back on satin sheets wearing pink lingerie, a stuffed Pink Panther toy tucked under her arm, a 90s pink dream phone in her hand. The imagery couldn't be more on
and
brand.
And the Pink Panther toy actually comes to life is like, get this herpes away from me.
The plushie is a reference to her 2022 single Pink Panther, a tongue-in-cheek ode to lesbian sex. The push-up bra she's wearing is referenced to last year's pink push-up bra single, a blistering tirade against sexual abuse.
This is the
genre-hopping singer's very first Metal Hammer. They put her on the cover of Metal Hammer, but it's also an homage to Twist on another iconic cover sheet.
Metal music?
Namely, the Lolita-like image of Britney Spears, taken by... Okay.
Lolita? Why are they mentioning Lolita?
Why are they talking about... Yeah, that's what they're mentioning. Namely, the Lolita-like image of Britney Spears taken by the legendary photographer David LaChapelle, which appeared on the front cover of Rolling Stone in 99 when the singer was only 17.
This feels like a coded article.
It looks like
it seems like they're trying...
Metal was.
She's trying to make herself look like,
she's trying to reinvent herself, maybe?
One of my agent's assistants was saying that we should do a launch of Hankies to go with the release of the magazine. She
Hankies
says, with,
to go.
I don't know what that is.
Hankies?
Things to masturbate into, I
like
guess?
She says with a laugh.
Like gotta blow my
Where,
long
is that
nose.
Like Hankies underwear?
For
something?
The man tears, she says.
Could take...
Scene Queen had a whirlwind 2023. Her genre-smashing mix of metalcore breakdowns, hip-hop beats, and neon pink sparkle helped turn her into one of the year's breakout stars.
You know, when I think pink sparkle, I...
Did she make music
metal.
Or something?
Yeah, she makes Twerk in the Circle Pit.
No, what
metal is one of her
is,
songs.
Is where they go, turn upside down, they play Will It Fit while they...
I feel like in...
With a metal hammer.
She says, I feel like in metal, women were always portrayed in two ways. You could be seen as hard and heavy as a man because if you're too feminine, that you're not taken seriously. Or the alternative is they wanted women to be portrayed in a sexy way, in a way that still appeals to men. One song from the upcoming album, Girls Gone Wild, of course she would name it that.
She did her own Girls Gone Wild a few times.
Okay, yeah.
She said it worked
like,
so good the first time.
We didn't
time.
Already see her do that in the 90s.
Yep, she said, I'll do it so much people will be sick of staring at my tits and twat.
It says that she's a product of conservative America. She spent her early childhood in New York, but moved with her family to a small town in Ohio when she was 10. Raised Catholic, she attended church and sang in the local choir.
Who, Paris Hilton?
No, this woman we're talking about, yes. She was
That's
sheltered, and she was sheltered, and...
Sheltered, and then
well, she
put
says,
on display.
Sheltered, and...
I've been asked by multiple merch guys, come hang out with us in the band after the
sorry,
show.
Sorry, because I'm Balloon Knot, Emmett.
You're okay.
Oh, Balloon Knots, those are just...
With the implication of, oh, you're cute and you're buying merch, so you must really want to hang out with the band and have sex with them, she says grimly. And the band seeing you that way as opposed to their fan was very confusing to navigate as a teenager. It makes you feel like it's completely your fault when these bands shouldn't be hanging out with you in the first place.
Yeah.
So she's taking herself...
I did it! I was like, sweet! Yes! This is awesome!
She seems to be making herself out to be a
husband,
victim.
Though.
And
she shouldn't go... Flaunter.
Well, she's saying if the bastard whistles, put a knife up to his boner.
Is this the same girl from the gym? I think it feels like the same girl
okay,
from the gym.
That's a bit much and violent, and I don't think that that's quite the appropriate way to handle it.
That's like, oh, I'm going to shove
And
my
I don't
tits
think that
they
face.
She had a brief
Listen,
stint
I'm telling
as
you,
a stripper.
I feel like this is a coded, this is a hit piece. They are like putting out hits through this piece.
Yeah.
It's like coded message.
Well, it says she had a brief summer stint as a stripper. Looking back, when she sees the experience, the first time she was taken fully as a sexual being, it was not as empowering as I
you
wanted it to be.
You can't be
it's like,
in
do
the
I,
sex industry I and then feel like I'm a victim because I got an industry I knew was notorious for that kind of stuff. Objectivity.
She's doing like
I mean,
a not safe
no,
for work.
No.
Well,
no.
I know what
it's
you're
It's just patient
going.
Surprise sometimes because you think like you think like, oh no, you know, they're not gonna do that to me,
right.
And then
right.
They're like old and creepy, yeah. And you're like, ew, don't touch me. Why would you want that?
I made bad decisions back in the day, but it wasn't thing. That.
Yeah, it wasn't really the band.
Yeah. No.
I mean, well, I don't know.
Not the full band, but
this isn't what I think of when I. None of this is heavy metal to me. None of this is heavy metal. I'm sorry.
None of what she's talking about has anything to do with metal.
But that's what she's talking about. Her lyrics and everything is basically men are bad. They all want to rape me. I'm not empowered enough as a woman. And that's literally everything. Meanwhile, looking.
So, what exactly would make her feel empowered?
Apparently, looking like an underaged girl with a lollipop in her. Like, it's so fucking weird. It's like, I want to be a rebel, but I.
Thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
yes.
She's being sexy, but not to appeal to men. It's to be empowered.
Man.
You'll have
okay.
to.
That girl is. Advertising her body, like she's saying, go for it, see.
And then she's like, I'll put a knife up to your dick and shit.
It's like
Men's
Warehouse. You're gonna like
she's
the way you look.
She's trying to be like Doja Cat, but she can't be that fucking cool.
So here's a weird fucking thing. On another article, this is a weird article. Jenna Hawking again doing her bullshit.
Related to Stephen Hawking, they both talk with a voice
different. Bye, Daddy. This is the new word. Bye, Daddy. This is the new word that has every woman excited this year. Writes Jenna Hawking again. I don't know who's coming up with the names for new dating trends at the moment, but we need to sit down and have a serious word. You see, last year was all about dating the daddies, you know, older gents who have their life together. The sexy George Clooney's of the world have you done your tax return yet? Sound like a warm hug. But that's been scrapped. Yep, dump your daddy, because we're now going for a much improved sort of man. But clutch your pearls, ladies, because this term for this type is equally disturbing. They're called baby girls. Yes, all one word. And they're defined as a man with energy that's vulnerable, in tune with his emotions, and somewhat softer.
Oh, that shit ain't gonna work.
They're the sensitive souls who rescue pets from the pound and stop their cars to help old ladies cross the street.
Watch Bedazzled, it'll tell you all you need to
glorious
know.
Glorious creatures. Perhaps the
I think about
type
the salmon and that fucking sunset.
Is really catching on because there is less stigma when it comes to therapy. Getting in touch with our feelings and learning how to communicate in a healthy way has got us looking for the same thing in a partner. It certainly worked for me. I found myself in a tricky predicament last year with a guy and realized I wasn't making the best life choices. So I went to see a therapist and asked them one simple favor. Give me the tools to leave this relationship once and for all. Over the next 8 weeks, my fabulously French, no-nonsense therapist did exactly that. By the time our sessions were up, I was in great mental health space. My self-confidence had been restored, and I began making decisions that were in my best interests. Sure, it took a box of Kleenex and some hard truths, but good Lord, it was worth it. I promised myself I'd never fall for someone who hadn't done the work on themselves like I had. Hence why I love this new trend. There's a meme doing the rounds on the Instagram that says, "Men, we don't want to see your bank balance, we want to see your therapy receipts." And to that I say, preach. If you're anything like me, you've dated the projects, the disasters, the guys with a hint of toxic masculinity. And where does it land us? In therapy. That's where. Just last week, my best friend lost her family pet dog, and she was in tears, and so was her husband.
Shit, wrong about that.
They mourned together, and it was such a healthy way of dealing with the pain. Had this been 20 years ago, the man would have been expected to keep it together, put on a brave face, and soldier on through the pain. But we all know where that ends up, in either a sudden outburst of rage or worse, compressed grief. The baby girls are the ones who sit with us in our moments of sadness. They possess the greatest of all traits, empathy, and communicate their thoughts and feelings in an open and honest way. Doesn't it all sound rather progressive? In the name of research, I went on a YouTube deep dive to find examples of what a baby girl is, and it was basically hundreds of videos of Jacob Elordi being adorable. He's completely comfortable in his skin. He's slightly bashful, polite, and very sweet. Other videos included Harry Styles acting in a similar manner. Oh, and dresses. And Keanu Reeves. Definitely Keanu Reeves.
I've not seen Keanu wear a dress, damn it.
It's not yet, you haven't. It's the complete opposite to the fake alpha blokes we come across on episodes of MAFS or in the deep dark corners of the internet. A baby girl would never tell another man to muzzle your wife. Yes, I'm looking at you, Jack, from Married at First Sight. No, baby girls don't have an inch of misogyny in their bones. They are very comfortable in their skin, and it shows. In fact, I would go so far as to saying it makes them glow. So, ladies and certain lads, can we please make this new type of man our non-negotiable in 2024? Let's embrace the partners who are good for our mental health and build us up.
The thing is, first off, number one,
those motherfuckers put on shows. Number two, I recommend everyone go to therapy. And number three, they're just putting new words on being a gentleman and then making it extra effeminate. Like, they're trying to normalize soy boy now.
Yeah, they are.
They're trying to make a relationship a trend instead of a life.
That's gross.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, dating the older man. So last year, well, if you're in a committed relationship with them, it should be just what you're into. I mean, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
Now, there's some comments here.
All right, go for it.
Were I dating, the first time I referred to as either, the first time I was referred to as either daddy or baby girl would be the last date. And someone else says, I'm old enough to remember when you didn't need therapy to date. If something went wrong in the relationship, your sisters and best friend were your therapists.
Every once in a while, I'll watch family therapy.
If you have good sisters and best friends. But we just read the article about the new research that proves that most bitches are fucking bitches.
Well, that's true.
And there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. That's horseshit.
Yeah,
there's masculinity, and then there are assholes.
Right.
Those are the two. And people want to categorize them in the same thing.
So we got... All right. So, there's a lot of talk about layoffs in the gaming industry. I could go on for days about all the fucking layoffs and people letting them go. But we're going to skip all that. Just know that it's going on. Okay, so we have a hardcore band that fired their vocalist for the most insane shit I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of crazy shit in metal over the years, but this had to take the fucking cake. Okay, so we have decided to part ways with our vocalist, Diego, due to admission of very disturbing and concerning behavior towards one of our band members and their partners. He has admitted to being obsessed with said partner and has been attempting to sabotage their relationship by cutting pre-workout. He frequently gifts from his job with high amounts of... Hold on. With high amounts of estrogen in them. He has been attempting to force a transition onto him for the last 5 months in hopes that it would give him the opportunity to swoop in once he looks stronger and more manly in comparison.
I think that should be... That's a criminal charge there.
This tampering has caused confusions and thousands of dollars in medical bills the past months trying to figure out what's wrong. We would not know any of this unless Diego had gotten way too intoxicated and asked it himself and then stated an admission to all of this via text. There are many more disgusting details that have been left out for the sake of privacy and general censorship.
Be like, you're a dead motherfucker. Putting estrogen in my coffee.
Yeah. And...
And it would be justified, I think.
As for Diego's response, it cannot be further from the side of the truth. Further from the truth on the supplement side of things. The only sealed products he provided were proteins, but the other products were always unsealed because they were tossed at his job if they couldn't sell it, hence it was free. He also has easy access to steroids and hormones because of his gym practices. I'm going to see an endocrinologist over the next few months to track my hormonal fluctuations to see if my estrogen levels are extremely heightened and go back to normal over time. I've had physical changes from the hormones, and besides stomach ulcers, weight loss, and muscle fatigue that I will not get into, as well as notable mental changes. I will also be getting the last batch of pre-workout he gave me tested for estrogen. I have about 2 or 3 cups left of it. He will not pass off what he admitted as a joke or confusion, even in a state of drunkenness. What he did is disgusting, and it has had an immense negative effect on my life. The name of the band was called Llorona. L-L-O-R-O-N-A. Llorona, they're a hardcore band. I'm not very familiar
hardcore
with
hardcore on estrogen, maybe. You know, that's not healthy even for women to have too much estrogen.
Whoops.
That's what you know, the thing that they call puberty blockers is a lot of times what they take to cut estrogen out of women and then,
right.
I guess, add estrogen for men, I guess. Not for men, but, you know, that's what they're using it for, but...
Okay, so anime fans, not hentai fans, anime fans, we've got some unfortunate news here. What? Your name, producer, arrested on child pornography charges. No, this isn't Lolicon. Kojiro Ito, a producer whose name is attached to works such as Your Name and Suzume, The Garden of Words, and more, has been arrested in Japan for soliciting nude images from a 15-year-old girl.
What?
According to Mainichi, Ito had interactions with this girl back in 2021, but there may be more victims.
Huh.
He allegedly told police, "I had a similar exchange with another person, so I can't remember if it was this girl or not." Ito's involvement in child exploitation may run deeper, as Japanese law enforcement reportedly caught onto him during a separate investigation into child prostitution. Ito was an associate producer on multiple anime films, notably works by Makoto Shinkai. Very praised anime works,
by the
way.
Now, I wonder if their age of consent and their age
No, it's not there. Not that young. Not that young.
You know, age of consent's 13 in Japan.
No, depends on your prefecture. And it's, well, and it's been raised. No, they've raised it.
In certain places.
They've raised it. They've raised it globally, is what I remember.
Globally.
Not globally. Throughout the country.
It's still state by state here.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
but 15 was still off limits.
The U.S. It just depends on where you're at.
Yeah, it's 16 here. Okay, so the Nintendo Switch has been delayed delayed to March 2025 in part to combat scalping. The Switch 2 will not launch until March 2023 at the earliest because of scalpers. Scalpers are really fucking ruining everything.
What is...
Ace, the Nintendo Switch 2.
I didn't know there was...
Yes. Jacob Rothschild is dead.
Wait. How did the scalper...
They buy out all the
inventory. I only know scalpers,
and...
like, with the band shows tickets and stuff.
Yeah,
like, how does the scalper delay a gaming system, from being released?
Oh, no, they're delaying the system because of the scalpers.
Scalpers will buy out all the inventory and then hike the prices to thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what happened with the PS5.
Yep.
So, anyway, Jacob Rothschild is dead. You guys hear that? The fourth Baron Rothschild. He left a family banking dynasty to start his own, becoming one of the elite, and now he is fucking dead. One of the elite is dead, but guess what? As I have said here, one roach is dead, but there will be another to take his place. McDonald's began there.
We just gotta learn how to say it.
Yeah.
And then not become like them.
McDonald's begins their WickDonald's anime promotion. Yes, I'm actually
WickDonald's?
Yeah, from the anime, they have to call it WickDonald's because McDonald's is copyright there. So they call it WickDonald's. They turn the M around. So basically, they are doing... Yeah, if you go to McDonald's, actually, Sunday, I think I checked this out. No, it was yesterday. I checked this out. So you basically get fries and a drink, and they have, like, Japanese writing all over them, and it says WickDonald's instead of McDonald's.
Huh.
Yeah, it has, like, it's all anime-themed.
Now, if it give you a manga with it.
Yeah, but it doesn't... doesn't give you anything. The big thing you get is the WickDonald's chili sauce, which is okay. It's supposed to be, like, an Asian-inspired chili sauce. And
I've
it's pretty decent.
Szechuan sauce is where it's at.
It's better than the Szechuan. It's like the Szechuan if it was spicy. So it's actually really good. I've got a pack if you want to try it.
Yeah, I want to try it.
Okay.
I'll dip a chip.
It's in the fridge. It's in the fridge. Look on the door. You'll see it. It's got a WickDonald's thing on it.
WickDonald's. Seen it all.
Okay, so... Back to the articles, I swear. Okay. We are a live show, folks, so there's no telling what will happen. There could be some crazy man that jumps through the door one, jumps through the window one day, asking for cigarettes. Who knows? Y'all got any cigarettes? You know, never know. Okay. A mom has been arrested after an Instagram post about her 5-year-old daughter helping wax adult clients.
What?
Yeah, with
my Whack Arnolds.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay. So a Tennessee woman who posted photos on Instagram that appear to show her 5-year-old daughter helping her apply wax to adult clients for hair removal has been charged with child neglect. As she should be.
Neglect? What if that's her child's dream?
A Tennessee woman who posted photos on her Instagram that appeared to show her 5-year-old helping her wax adult clients for hair removal has been charged with child neglect.
So you can give your kids puberty blockers, but you can't let them wax an ass?
The Memphis Police Department received multiple complaints on February 15th about a post with images of a young girl.
Wait, where was she helping her dog get waxed at?
Like, I don't
know. The waxing spot.
At some waxing place. Oh man, we still got that fire.
My friend's mom had us, you know, she taught us about waxing and she had us wax our legs and stuff. But like, we were kids, right? And she did it to us. But like, I can understand if her mom does that and she's like, Mom, I want to help. And mom's like, okay, well, here, you can, you know, try it like this, and you put the wax on the leg like this, and then you do this. But it, like, when you said like waxing Higurashi. Adult clients, I was like, okay, are we talking about
Okay, now I don't know. Hold on. Let me go through the whole thing.
Are we talking about Brazilian wax?
Hold on. Let me go through the whole thing. The Memphis Police Department received multiple complaints. That means this was done several times.
Or a lot of people were being hateful. I don't know. It depends.
Filipinos, Brazilians. I just wax them.
A post with images. Several images of a young girl appearing to apply hot wax to public area of adults. The commercial appeal reported citing an arrest affidavit.
Pubic? Because you said public. Did you mean pubic?
Public. Oh, sorry. Pubic. Pubic. Pubic, I'm sorry, appearing to apply hot wax to the pubic area of adults. The commercial appeal.
Holy shit! What the fuck is wrong with that woman?
The woman said in the post, which has since been deleted, that her daughter had participated in the waxing of 24 clients over a span of time that exceeded 8 hours, according to the arrest affidavit. She was arrested Monday on a warrant charging her with child neglect, and that is all on that article.
I wonder if it's because she only paid her minimum wage.
So, we've got a new... This one's kind of interesting.
Holy shit, that's all they're charging her with?
For now!
What the fuck?
Maybe she didn't wax the valley, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah! Go ahead.
What? Oh, I was trying this anime sauce.
Yeah. Anime makes you feel like you're in an anime, Dev.
Kind of tastes like hentai sauce.
It smells good. It does smell good.
It's sticky.
So, you guys heard a smell-o-vision. Go ahead.
Smell-o-vision?
Yeah. You guys have heard of smell-o-vision. Game Scent is a new AI device that lets you smell game worlds while you're playing. If you've ever wanted to fully immerse yourself in a game to the point where you can smell things that appear on screen, I have just the product for you.
What about Dante's Inferno?
We're not going to be able to tell the difference between reality and games in like 20 years or something.
Maybe.
Probably not even that long.
Game Scent is a new product that uses AI to release a scent that correlates to the gameplay on your display. In a press release, the company says that its patent-pending adapter allows the device to use real-time audio cues to dispense a scent like the smell of rain during a storm, or gunfire in a first-person shooter that corresponds with the game you're playing.
Put a glass of water next to you.
As you can see in the gallery above, Game Scent is a small box compatible with PCs, consoles, and VR headsets. and the device can plug into either an HDMI or a 3.5mm audio jack. Mm. The device uses swappable cartridges to keep the sensory adventure going, according to the company. But there is a clean air neutralizer that removes scents after a gaming session, so you don't have to worry about the smell of a smoky explosion in your house hours after you finish playing. Now, it is $150 on Amazon. Studies have shown that the sense of smell imprints in long-term memory more strongly than anything else, GameScent President Casey Munce wrote in a press release. With GameScent, we're hoping to elevate gamers' experiences to the more exciting and memorable that they have ever been before. Out of the box, GameScent includes six scents. Gunfire, explosion, racing, clean air, storm, and forest. Sorry, folks, pussy and feet are not on there, but, you know, they're coming. Well, you just
get a trout and stick it in the room, turn on the heat.
Some additional sets will also be available for purchase in the future.
Is that a brown trout or is that a rainbow?
Upcoming scents include sports arena blood and fresh cut grass. GameScent is now available on Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, and GameStop, with the product currently on sale for $149, usually $179 at Amazon. Of course, if you don't want to buy it yet, but happen to be attending PAX East next month, they'll demo the product at its booth.
Yeah, I do like the smell
of that kind of reminds me of this, you know, everyone does their, sponsor plug mid, episode or whatever, and so I was watching this, so he's doing his plug and it's this weird water bottle, right? And you put water in it and then it has a scent pod that you put in the cap, and then you pull the cap and activate the scent pod, and then it tastes like flavored water, but it's not actually flavored, so there's no calories. I was like, kind of mindfuckery have they done to us now?
Well, they're saying, let's see here. Saying, well, this is clearly going to be adapted for use in porn almost immediately.
Well,
yeah, of course.
You don't have to ask smell
of wet vagina.
They're going to have everything. Imagine the AVNs when the girls start walking in.
How are you
going to
mimic the smell of sex?
I don't know.
And then what do virgins do? Ooh, smells like the real thing, I think.
Imagine using that with Resident Evil 7, someone said.
Oh, strip club, I can tell you what that smells like. You don't even need to pay $150. Ew. Baby powder. All of them do it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so we've got another one here. This is from The Verge. Nintendo suing the Switch emulator Yuzu for facilitating piracy at a colossal scale. They're alleging that Yuzu stole the keys, but say it's all about piracy. So this is a long-ass article, but basically what you guys need to know is they believe that because you can basically download the keys to use Yuzu or Ryujinx. They're not suing Ryujinx, but they're selling Yuzu. Or they're suing Yuzu, rather. Because
it has an emulator on it.
Well, no. Okay, see, here's the thing. The emulator itself, it can't play games without keys that decrypt Nintendo's games to run on it. So basically, when you download an ISO image from Nintendo, of a Nintendo game, you put it in there, it won't play it without the keys. You have to have the decryption key.
Yeah.
So you actually have to download those decryption keys, and people have them all over the place. They're called prod keys. So basically, now Nintendo made these prod keys themselves. They did this. So basically, all people are doing is downloading copies of Nintendo's prod keys to use in the Yuzu emulator. And they're saying because so many copies of Tears of the Kingdom, which was one of Nintendo's biggest selling games of all time, so many copies of the game were potentially stolen, even though they made more money off that game than, again, any game they've made in many, many
Zelda
years.
Or what?
Tears for the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. I remember that.
It was a big hit for them.
Oh, yeah.
So they made so much money off this game, right? But they thought they could make a few million more, I guess.
And I hate to tell you, people that were ripping it off weren't planning on buying it brand new.
Yeah, but they're saying that, again, that you have to obtain further and distribute the prod keys. That's what they're saying. Now, I don't think they're going to win, But if they do win, the issue is that it could affect all emulation. I bought a, you know, I bought a Super Console X3. You can buy them all day off Walmart. Off Amazon. You can buy them all day long off Amazon. Super consoles. They have the Super Console X Pro. They probably have them at Walmart online too, because I've seen stuff like that.
I wouldn't trust Walmart. But secondhand isn't good.
Yeah, but Amazon has the Kinhank. They're from a company, Chinese company called Kinhank. K-I-N-H-A-N-K. Now, they go anywhere from the Super Console X all the way up to the fucking hard drive, which costs you about $300-$400.
You know, the thing about Walmart is they don't back up if somebody screws you over.
Yeah. Now, one thing, again, I've got a Super Console X3. It's great. It plays everything up to, it plays PS1, PSP, Dreamcast, Nintendo DS, all that really well. No problem with that. The XP, I think the Pro or the whatever, I think it's a little better. But anyway, I love these little consoles. They're really cool. And yes, China doesn't have the same copyright, but they could basically potentially block it from coming because they'll say, oh, well, we don't allow emulation in this country. Which would be hard fucking core if Nintendo could really come down on all emulation. By the way, judges have favored in the emulators in every single case that they've gone against. Even Sony versus Bleem, which was the very fucking first emulation case. Remember, Bleem was emulating the Sony PlayStation while the PlayStation was still around. You know, it was the earliest case of emulation.
Okay.
So, yeah. But Nintendo could try to strong arm it and be like, well, we don't want any emulation.
Well, go fuck yourself.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the Metallica and Napster thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite that.
Now music's free everywhere.
But, yeah, now looking back, I remember being so mad at Metallica. And now as an adult looking back, I'm like, damn, they were right.
Well, I'd say one thing, though. The one thing I will say, when emulation, we're talking about shit that's old. And there's one thing I'm going to say. You can fight me if you want.
Yeah, but is it in the public copyright domain?
Well, if they don't sell it anymore,
and it's stupidly hard to get, you should be able to. That's how I feel. I've even talked to artists that are like, you know what? When it comes to something that's really, really old and we're not selling it anywhere, or we can't get the rights to sell it from so-and-so label that doesn't want to give us, like, they basically, oh, we're not going to give you the rights. There's bands that don't have rights to stream their own records because of some label or another they were signed to. And it's a bitch. And we're talking about some big bands that weren't able to do it. And it's a problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
Michael
if it's...
Michael Jackson owns a lot of Beatles.
Yeah. So if it's really old, I don't have a problem with it, honestly. I feel that way with a lot of old media. If it's like 20, 30 years old, fucking go for it. Honestly, I don't care. But
I feel like we have to respect our copyright laws or else change them.
I don't see that happening, though.
They've done it for years.
Yeah, they've done it for years. Over 20, 30 years, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to change those laws. They haven't done it. So I don't think there's really anything to worry about at that rate. You know, I mean,
Yeah,
I mean, I think everyone should be able to,
right?
You know, make money off of what they do.
But I'm not paying you for something you did 30 years ago, unless I really, honest to God, love it.
Unless
and
they come
it,
out with the Blu-ray
or special, like if
but
it's
that,
a if it's
that,
a higher
that
quality
would be instances of them keeping their product
right
sellable.
Yeah, but if it's a higher quality and plus. Well, we're going to go into that.
Well, you think about, like, these emulators where we have all the Nintendo stuff, all the, Super Nintendo, like, they don't sell the, you can't just go out.
I mean, you can, on
at, like,
Switch, like, Switch, Switch has digital versions of all those, but not all of them. They have digital versions of maybe 15 to 30% of those games.
Well, and they have some on, that's kind of like PlayStation Store now.
Yeah, some of them.
But they don't have all of them, especially the ones that are other companies like Marvel.
Yeah. They can't get rights to that.
Yep.
Yeah, they can't get rights to that. That's hard. Okay, so moving on to another article here. This is hentai news, but it's relevant. Okay, so Steam, once again, banning another damn hentai game. Order Us is being banned for having an adult with a small chest. Steam support has banned the upcoming adult visual novel, Order Us, presumably for featuring a 19-year-old character who has a flat chest and is slightly shorter.
So you flat-chested beauties, they are discriminating.
Steam made their decision only 3 days before the game's inevitable launch, and in spite of the fact that there's been a demo available with no problem until now.
Yeah.
Steam has become increasingly strict when it comes to new depictions of characters, breaking their past promise when it comes to content moderation. If you're a player, we shouldn't be choosing for you what content you can or can't buy. If you're a developer, we shouldn't be choosing what content you're allowed to create. Those choices should be yours to make. With that principle in mind, we've decided that the right approach is to allow everything onto the Steam store except for things we decide illegal or straight-up trolling. That's
well,
what they said.
Too, they're doing the same thing that YouTube does to a lot of content creators. They don't like it. They just won't let you
also
have a way to make a living off of it.
Also, there are other things that they have cut recently. True Love, I haven't seen that on there. They cut Clover Days. They I don't think they got Muramasa, because Muramasa had to be put on GOG. And Chaos Head and Chaos Child had to be put on GOG at first, but then they finally let them on after a while. And that was Mages, which is one of the biggest visual novel producers in the world. So, yeah, it's a bit much. Yet, they can have Sex with Hitler on there. They have all these Sex with Hitler games. They literally do.
Who wanted that?
There's several of them.
Midget mustache-looking motherfucker.
There's several of them. There's Sex with Stalin. There's Sex with... Yeah, it's...
Oh, so they're supporting the Nazi regime, but not...
Right.
Not the hentai.
Yeah, they don't
consumer.
Like that. So, okay.
Her chest is too flat. I wouldn't want to fuck it. You know, just, that seems rude.
So, Unilad. Most disturbing website on internet can find every single picture that exists of you. The internet has been around for over 4 decades. It's 41, if you're being exact. And that time, and in that time, it's gathered a myriad of information, and that includes pictures. A whole lot of them.
A lot of them.
Throw in the new development of AI technology, and there's even more to be found. And, well, some of it's quite scary. Imagine being able to find every single image of yourself, well, ever. Now, we're not talking baby pictures hoarded away at home, but any image you ever posted online can be found, and the results are a bit terrifying. A website called PimEyes is the platform responsible for the plethora of results when you look for yourself, and it's been dubbed the most disturbing website on the internet. Hmm. It's called PimEyes. The basic result is that you give the site a photo of yourself, and it searches the internet and AI to identify any other pictures of you that are on the web. So you can, in theory, see all the places on the internet where there are images of you. The basic service is free, and you simply need to upload a snap of yourself and then search. Within a minute or two, you'll be faced with pictures of yourself from anywhere. They're sitting like Facebook, LinkedIn, and the weird headshot on your Works About Us page. Yeah, it's not 100% perfect, so you might find the odd likeness thrown in for good measure. If you choose to take your image quest one step further, you could pay for the upgraded search, which can do a much more in-depth search and also provide links to every single place the pictures appeared. Quite useful if you then want to get them taken down. Equally, you can opt out, as PimEyes does allow people to remove themselves from appearing in people's searches. But they want a scan of your ID or passport to verify that it's you doing this. Website is strangely curious, and you can't help but want to look at yourself, and it seems you're not alone, as lots of others on the internet feel the same. Whether they like the results or not is a different matter.
Right.
One person said the website was disturbing, but also extremely valuable, and praised it for finding who has used my face without my consent so they could order websites to take down the pictures. That's useful.
Oh, that's happened a lot on...
Yes. Yet another branded it as a stalker's dream. A third then described how she uploaded a recent picture of herself, and PimEyes recognized a picture of her on the internet when she was 10 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
You want to see a picture of me when I was 10 years old, you got to get a photo of them out.
Okay, another... hold on. Why does it always want to default to fucking Chrome?
Because Chrome is evil.
I probably have to fix that in my settings. Because I'm sure you can say, open this link with what? Chrome. Or Brave. Okay, here we go. Drea DiMatteo says OnlyFans saved her life after it paid off her mortgage. Yeah, the Sopranos star Drea DiMatteo. Matteo. The 52-year-old made an account on the adult subscription service last year, something she was initially reluctant to do. Oh, man. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, yeah, there we go. All right. Something she was initially reluctant to do. Ultimately, DiMatteo joined OnlyFans after her refusal to have a COVID vaccine cost her acting gigs and left her with just $10 in her bank account. Now the actor has revealed that her racy photos have been so lucrative that she's been able to pay off her mortgage and even launch her own business.
All the people dying from that, I think she got the better end of the
story. Yeah. OnlyFans saved my life. With so little in her bank account, she saw herself in a difficult situation and she couldn't afford the astronomical sum that she owed collectors. Speaking to Daily Mail, she said, "It saved us. OnlyFans saved my life 100%. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it really did save us. Anybody that wants to condemn me and put me down for it, go for it. I just hope you never find yourself in the position I was in to take care of two little kids. It saved my home of many years that was very important to us. And beyond all that, it has given me enough money to start up and finance Ultra Free. They put me in the foreclosure and my house had flooded, so I was trying to sell the house quickly," she added. "I wanted to try and sell it before they took it. At the same time, I lost my mom, and my other mom, who has dementia, had run out of money for her caregiver. I didn't know which way was up. However, once the actress started posting the OnlyFans, it wasn't long before she began earning mega bucks. She recalled, "I kept putting more pictures up. I was like, holy shit. In 5 minutes, I was able to pay back Compass Real Estate, who kept the sale of my house." And while DiMatteo had initial concerns about OnlyFans, she has started to enjoy posting on the platform. "It feels good to see those photos," she added. "They might be touched up here and there, but the truth is they videotape me going live and we do the photo shoot so fans can see the photo shoot happening in real time.
I'll just wait and check it out on PMIs.
For the most part, I look good. And the best part about it is I get to be heavier. I don't look good in the pictures if I'm skinny. Before photo shoot, I get to eat and eat. I get to bulk up to look better."
Huh. There's a porn star that she also does art modeling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of her name. I think real pretty from the Czech Republic.
And, yeah.
She talks about when she's heavy and then when she's thin. But heavy looks more like more muscular, and then thin looks like skinny muscular.
Right.
Like jogging muscular.
Right.
So, I like, not much difference, really.
Okay, so we've got another one from the Irish Mirror. 48-year-old mother of 22 plans for more children to add to Britain's largest family. After raising 22 kids, you might think Sue Radford would be looking forward to putting her feet up when the youngest flies the nest. But you'd be wrong. Sue, who has spent an astonishing 16 and a half years of her life pregnant, reveals she would love to extend her brood and adopt. She explains, "We adore being surrounded by kids, so I'd love to adopt or foster. We're not having any more of our own, so it's definitely something we think about when ours are older." And with another of her eldest children to leave home, Sue admits the family dynamic is changing. She adds, "When they started to move out, it was hard as a mom and strange not to have them all together. I dread the thought of an empty nest, but I know it'll happen one day. You can't hold your kids back. When you love them, you have to let them live their dreams." Her and husband Noel's love story began 35 years ago when they met as teenagers in Kendall in the Lake District. They married in 92 when Sue was 17 and Chris, now 34, had already arrived. "We're proud to be Britain's biggest family, but we'd only plan on having three," she laughs. "About three. We're addicted to children, but as addictions go, it's not a bad one because it's motivated by love. We have plenty to go around."
He was 20 years older than her?
I think so. I don't know. It's a little bizarre.
If she was one when they met, that'd be like,
oh,
hey,
she was 17 and he was 34 and it was 92, so a little different.
That sounds a little...
Yeah.
I don't know, like, even if the law says it's legal, like,
I don't remember
what 16-plus-year-olds acted like. I wouldn't want to date one.
"We're addicted to children, but as addictions go, it's not a bad one because it's motivated by love. We have plenty to go around, as well as Chris, the couple share Sophie 29, Chloe 28, Jack 26, Daniel 24, Luke 22, Millie 22, Katie 20, James 19, Ellie 18, Amy 17, Josh 16, Max 14, Tilly 13, Oscar 11, Casper 10, Hallie 8, Phoebe 7, Archie 6, Bonnie 4, and Heidi 3. They also lost a son, Alfie, who was stillborn in 2014. But Sue, 48, who is a grandma of 10, reveals unsurprisingly that with so many children, it hasn't all been plain sailing. and they have a bakery. Back in 2000, the pair expanded their already successful bakery in the new premises, but foot and mouth disease hit the UK. The tourist trade plummeted and the venture failed. Foot and mouth disease. I don't remember that.
I'd have to look it up. I've heard of it plenty.
A viral thing that kids get.
Yeah. The mom admits they were facing...
There's a vaccine for it, but kids get it a lot anyway.
The mom admits they were faced with losing everything, adding, "We almost went bankrupt and thought we'd lose the house. I kept thinking there's no way out of this, and I really don't see how our marriage can survive. The whole thing took its toll on me and Noel. Looking back, I can see that we would never, ever have called it a day, but when you're in that highly pressurized moment, it's hard to see a way out. There were days when I'd think, that's it, I'm leaving the business and Noel, I just can't do it anymore, but our marriage has always been strong, and having the kids kept us right. We stuck together and got through it. It was sink or swim, and we chose to swim."
Doing it for the kids, eh?
Of course, being 22 parents... Excuse me. Being parents 22 times over brings its own pressures, with the couple admitting they barely get to have proper conversation. Sue is up by 7 a.m. to begin the military operation that is breakfast, while Noel has already begun to work and is back at home to help with the morning rush.
You know, they say when the kids leave the nest, it's really hard for them to find... for couples to find common ground, if that's what their lives have been all about.
So this article is extremely long, and we're not going through all of it. Just know that, yes, she's getting more kids. Okay.
More?
Okay, so we've got an interesting little... We only have a few... Let's see. Ooh, we do actually have... Oof. Good Lord, we just don't have enough. It's like, we just don't have enough time. Let's go with this one. Oh, yeah. Ah, damn it. Again, it's bringing up Chrome. That's my fault. I'm fixing that. Damn, don't worry. Chrome. I know. I'm fixing it. It's like, why don't you have it default to go to Brave? I will. Just give me a bit. Okay, anyway. This just came in. Single woman complains about the bizarre and sick quality of men in Sydney. Talking about Australia here. A single Aussie woman has vented her frustrations about dating in Sydney, saying the men have a lack of maturity, lack of commitment, and lack of forward thinking. Elle said the Sydney dating scene is malfunctioned and that there is an abundance of great women looking to commit, but the men aren't looking for a long-term relationship. The singleton said she's noticed Sydney men are more superficial, don't put any effort into dating, and move from one woman to another when things aren't easy. My single male friends are able to find a beautiful, smart, kind, driven, ready-to-commit woman literally on a weekly basis to go on a date with. I have guy friends who are able to find a unicorn of a woman every single week, Elle said. Me as a female, I can't even find one guy that has ticked my fancy enough to actually meet. I'm serious. This is how dire it is. It's the top of the funnel. That is the issue. Elle noted that the rising beauty standards Elle noted the rising beauty standards as a contributing factor to the genuinely concerning Sydney dating scene. If we look at reality TV 10 years ago and people who were the pinnacle of beauty back then or even just rom-coms versus today, it's very clear the standard of beauty has shifted, she said. Typically that is more so for women because there are more women getting cosmetic surgeries to fit that mold. Elle said that men have the pick... Really? Men have their pick of the bunch when it comes to finding a beautiful woman. Don't we, though?
Finding them, but,
I don't think we have the pick of the bunch.
I mean, we can find them, but actually...
I don't think we have the pick of the bunch.
Yeah, we don't just go up
it's
like,
I'll take this one, and this one, and this one, and we'll have this one on Wednesday.
I mean, maybe you just gotta move to Australia, then.
Well, yeah, I can...
We're living in this world where I'm walking down the street and I'm just thinking, fuck, it would be a great time to be a lesbian. Because the women are so beautiful, she joked. They're all kind, they're all smart, they're educated, they're disgruntled by the dating scene, they seem ready to commit, the ones that I know. What an error it is for men to find a wife. There are millions of incredible women. Elle said she thinks men have an illusion of choice, making them unwilling to commit to a relationship. What fucking hentai paradise is this they're talking about? This isn't Australia. I know I've got Aussie listeners here. Men, tell me, is it really like this? Do you really have the pick of the litter here? I've got to know. The comment section.
Girls are
full of shit.
I think she's
country.
Full of shit. There are generally so many amazing options, so it's not easy. They just let it go, she said. She added, people have pointed out it can be hard for women to find men in Sydney due to its transient nature and tends to attract superficial people. Elle said she was the last...
I hate to tell them that's the whole world nowadays with social media.
Right. Last single pre-2020 and her last partner was not Aussie, so is reintroducing herself to how blokes down under date. Australian men are just a foreign breed to me. I don't mean to generalize, I don't mean to be rude, but it's giving man-child every single one that I've conversed with, lack of maturity, lack of commitment, lack of forward thinking, she said. She said she's noticed Sydney men's Instagram following looks like they went to an all-girls school, as they are following 600 girls on Instagram that he doesn't know in person. It's bizarre, it's actually a bit sick. My future husband is definitely just holding a fish somewhere with 200 followers and just living his life and being a man of values. Hey. Is it asking for too much, she asked.
She is really...
Elle said that many of her overseas friends have struggled with Sydney dating scene as well. They all tell me that Sydney is the worst place I've ever been for dating. The men here are all very childish, they're not very forward, they don't treat you that well, they don't approach you, they don't talk initiative, and they don't plan a lot. They sort of float around and want you to, I don't know, watch them surf or something. It's really weird.
They're doing what they love, it sounds like.
Elle's nice male friends have apparently told her she's crazy for looking for a long-term partner. They tell me about the dates they're going on with girls, and they give me the men's point of view. In so many cases, these guys in their mid to late 20s, they're not even dating with the intention of finding a wife and settling down, she said. It's so strange to me, because that's my only intention when I'm dating. That's been my only intention since I was 16, call me crazy.
Really?
Elle shared her thoughts in a series of TikTok videos, and many Australian women were quick to agree with her hot takes. Sydney has one of the highest beauty standards for women, and you'll notice the balance of attractive men to women is really off, one said. I've had this exact conversation 4 times with my single friends in the last week alone. It's time we hold a press conference.
But is she saying there aren't men that match her beauty?
Yes.
That sounds like she's full of herself.
Yes, yes, yes.
That'd probably be why she ain't finding a partner.
Yes, 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 as a single girl in Sydney. Yes to everything you said, another commented. I've been single another 5 years because it really is slim picking, someone added.
Yeah.
So what do the comments have to say? Let's see here. Comments are subject to our house rules. Maybe they just don't...
Stop buying your dog peanut butter, maybe you'd find somebody, you dumb twat. But that's just me, I don't know.
Let's look at best rated...
A dingo ate your undercarriage.
Why would men bother in today's climate? Risk of unfounded accusations, unwanted life-destroying media publicity and lawsuits. Women, you've got it. Now you've got it. Women, you wanted it. Now you've got it. Liberated and dominant.
Yep. And I've heard Australia is really bad about that, too.
Yeah. Sorry, not seeing all the kind, smart, educated, attractive women you're talking about? Just seeing the vacuous, heavily made-up, cosmetically enhanced money grabbers. Are we living in the same place? They are superficial. This coming from a girl who posts on Thick Token and waves her hands around pretending to be some block queen? Just one look at this one and you know she's the one that wants to pick out the 5K pretty handbags. Most likely post thirst trap photos of herself all over social media, looking for a man to carry her through life. The men are just playing you at your own game. It's the worst time ever for dating. Women have these standards and they go as follows. Must have good teeth, a car, their own house, money, be tall, and so on.
Beach ball? I got a beach ball. And my own house.
Be tall.
Oh, beetle.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a Sentra.
I can't blame men for wanting to stay single. Men don't want a partner that spends hours posting and pouting, taking selfies. In social scenes nowadays, if men approach women, they're perverts and announced on social media. Other pitfalls for males are if the female becomes pregnant on purpose, he's liable with no other choice. Take a step back and put yourself in the male's shoes. Would you dare approach a woman if you were male? I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like a lot of them are full of themselves.
Yeah. Well, nowadays it's if they had sex and then they regret it later, it could be a year down the road and it turn into they raped me.
So the final fucking article. No, you know what? We're going to save that one for later. I'm going to go over that tomorrow on my rant show. Why? Because it's about my favorite movie of all time getting remade, and I'm very, very, very... The Crow.
The Crow?
No.
I do love that movie.
It's my favorite movie of all time, and they are completely destroying it, and I'm very, 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 very...
Now, Skarsgård...
No, he's terrible.
He was, but when you think about it, that the Crow's been done by a different character several times.
Yes, and it's never been as good as Brandon Lee.
No, it hadn't. But this is just another take on. I would just put
this
in the category
is supposed
of another
to be,
person playing.
This is supposed to be a remake of the original Eric Draven
story.
Yeah, I don't
think they should do that.
And I'm very, very pissed about it.
I mean, I'm going to give it a watch, but I'm just not a fan of that idea.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that's all we've got on the show this time. Yep. So, this is going to be the Grim Lord, Dead Penetration, and Empress.
Later.
She seems to be kind of busy at the moment. But...
Oh, just tired, guys.
You're fine. I am too.
Well, I was tired, but I sucked. Now play.
But alright. No, let's not do that. But alright, guys. We'll see y'all later. This is the Grim Lord. I'm out. Enjoy the climb.
Con los tios.